If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're on the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We officially have a competition in the studio right now for the best beard.
It's not even close.
It's not me or Sip. It's Mike Schaefer, 24/7 Sports, or our special guest for this segment, Jeremiah Tripp from Computer Hardware. Tripp always comes for a job, trying to take our positions here, but always has the great beard.
Yeah, no, it's not close.
You're giving up the competition?
Well, look, I mean, mine is relatively short, and I have it trimmed underneath because I just don't want to put the effort into it. His looks fantastic. I'm sure it's moisturized. Just
is it moisturized, Tripp?
It is.
Yeah. You don't get that kind of fluff if you're not putting a little moisturization in there. And you don't want it to dry out your face. I run into this issue all the time.
Yes.
You have a beard. You have too much hair. Mm. Your skin dries out. You get dehydrated. It's bad for you. So you have to keep moisturizing and hydrate and drink water.
Me and Jake don't believe any of this.
But
me and Jake don't have to worry about it.
No. No,
we couldn't. We couldn't do those beards if we tried. I've tried.
I don't know that I can do that.
Who is this Tripp that's in the studio?
Well,
who is this
I'm glad you asked. Tripp is from Computer Hardware. Comes in once a month. He tells us about all things Apple products at Computer Hardware in Lincoln, just south of 70th and O. Also in Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island. Tripp is here to answer any sort of questions you might have about your Apple products. We're getting close to graduation. People are getting up, getting ready for the summer. And I guess I would ask you, Tripp, off the bat, as we get ready for summer and summer vacations, what are the new products that Apple has out right now that people might be looking post-graduation?
Yeah, one of the popular ones, I talked about it last month, is the MacBook Air. The new MacBook Air has been updated with the M4 chip. And so that's, you know, for graduates or, you know, high school seniors, mm-hmm. college freshmen, that's going to be one of the more popular computers that people are looking to get into. And so the MacBook Pro as well, if you need a little bit more power and speed, those have been upgraded as well. So, you know, we can really talk through issues and fact find with you to see what your need is and, you know, what computer is going to be best for you. But yeah, that new M4 MacBook Air, extremely, extremely popular. It's hard to actually keep on the shelves right now.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, good for you. I asked Schaefer before the segment. I said, hey, you know, you have an Apple phone. Tripp is an expert here. Do you have any questions? He's like, no, I don't have. Schaefer apparently is also an Apple expert here with his phone.
I'm not an expert by any means, but I just don't have, like, my phone use is it's so streamlined to the very specific things that I need it to be. I don't really run into issues. I do have a MacBook as well. That would be more likely where I would get into questions. Though mine are probably more in the software realm of, like, hey, what's a great audio editing program that I can have on my MacBook?
Yeah. Well, you're really putting me on the spot.
Well, yeah, and that's why I'm not asking that right in this moment.
Sure.
You need to give me an answer.
Yeah.
It's just that's more of where
that's
my need is in this moment.
Yeah. Absolutely. And we love to help pick through some of that, but you know, those are really more very specific issues and personal, you know, things.
I have a very basic question.
Yeah.
It sort of probably falls under the category of old man question. Hmm. If you're losing volume on your phone, what is it, just a battery issue?
Losing volume.
It just doesn't stay up all the way.
Hmm. Like, what do you mean by like that?
Like when I press the volume button, it automatically drops a few decibels. Like it,
are you pushing up on it or down?
Yeah. If I push it to the very top, I just notice that the bar just drops, and it's not as loud as I want it.
Mm. It seems odd.
Just a phone issue.
Yeah. I don't like.
This is off to a rough start. Yeah. Trip.
I didn't help matters. I'm actually befuddled by what you're asking.
Really? I'm confused too. Well, you're having volume issues.
Yeah. Sometimes, like people,
I'll show you right now. See, watch.
Yep.
He's watching. This is a live play-by-play.
See,
he's going to push the volume up to the top,
and then it'll just drop down immediately, and it's not as loud as it used to be.
We can. Check.
It's not a hearing issue.
There is an audio.
Maybe it's a hearing issue. I don't think so.
We'll get your ears checked too, and come in. Yeah, okay. Run some testing on your ears.
Just say hearing test the computer hardware.
Do you offer that service?
I'm gonna say, Sip, I know people. If we need to set any kind of appointment up for you here, but
while we're on the topic, I mean,
shift out of this, please, Trip.
There is an audio test. I mean, so my first reaction is, well, let's just test the phone itself and just check all the mics and the speakers and
maybe we'll do that.
Check to see is the phone working properly, right? And then we can kind of dive into settings and figure out what's going on. Sometimes, I've seen people's cases where they might adjust that a little bit. I just maybe would have to.
I got another question. Instead of getting a new phone, can you just get a new battery after new battery after new battery?
Yes, we've seen it before. People just aren't going to upgrade. And so, to prolong the life, you would want to replace a battery.
I'll be doing that soon.
Yeah, we can do it on...
How much is that?
Just about any phone. I mean, you're right around $100.
Hundo?
It'll vary from phone to phone, but you're right around $100.
All right, see you soon.
And we check for other problems too. Like, we don't just assume like, oh, it's just a battery. And, we can really... test and pick through exactly what's needed, and is a battery fix going to help prolong this a couple of years or whatever. But
Trip,
yeah.
I will see you soon at the shop.
Love it.
Just so you know, someone says in the text line that their phone does the same thing as yours.
Yeah,
with the
you guys
thing.
Wow.
You're not alone in this world.
You always
apparently.
Portray me as the crazy man, and I guarantee it happens.
Someone else says it happens.
Always. And sometimes you portray yourself that way.
True.
Be fair.
Yeah. If you have any,
well, I want fairness.
If you have tech questions for Trip, please text us 402-464-5685. You also have an email. What is the email address, Trip?
Support. If you don't get into support@computerhardwareinc.com, email us anytime with questions. Our support staff will get back to you.
We have quickly. A question from Jesse from Milford. Says right. my four-year-old iPad screen's backlight went out. Is that something cheap to repair or not?
Cheap is very debatable word.
It is.
It is fixable. I would say that.
Okay.
So cheap is hard, Jesse. Something that we would love to take a look at and just kind of explain to you. It sounds, if it's 3-4 years old, you're out of warranty.
Hey, baseball fans. It's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM .com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a 1-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits. at avocadomattress.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know, you have a couple options, but definitely something that we can take care of. Again, we always take age and cost into consideration just to, you know, make sure it is worth it or you know, maybe we explore other options.
Please reintroduce our guest.
This is Jeremiah Tripp from Computer Hardware. He's at 70th and O in Lincoln. Also, his locations in Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island. He's here to answer all your tech questions. They are at Nebraska's Apple store at Computer Hardware.
A fan is out on your computer. Do you continue to use it or you shut it down immediately?
A quick restart might, you know, help with that a little bit. But again, if the fan is bad, you would want to address that issue.
Address that in the form of a fix, and how much is that?
Oh, it really is going to vary from machine to machine. It's hard
a
to give
typical
you an
game gaming computer.
I would say you're a fan replacement. You know, $100, $150.
Okay,
I mean, you're just
grandson issue. Thank you.
Yeah.
I do actually have a question for maintenance purposes. What's the best way to sort of clean the tiny little holes to get
Good
the
question.
Debris that gets out at the bottom? I mean, do you sell a kit there? Is there something at home that you can use to troubleshoot that?
This is maybe one of the more common just things that people come in for. They don't think their phone's charging. Their charging port doesn't come in. You need to be careful, right? First and foremost, just be careful what you're doing. Now, you have to, you know, a paperclip.
That actually happened to me one time with the MacBook. A paperclip got right into that spot where you would put the magnet charger
and
it wasn't charging.
Yeah.
And then it took me, I'm like troubleshooting everything. And then finally I like look at it real close. I'm like, what's this? Take it out, put the charger in. We're back up and running.
Yeah. So on the phones, you know, you really want to be somewhat gentle, but an extremely common issue is, you know, pocket lint, dirt, dust,
debris.
Whatever it is. Just gets ultimately jammed up in there. I mean, how many times are we throwing those on a charger every single day?
Yep.
And just up at the top there, inside of that port, there. I mean, you just scrape out pounds and pounds of just
debris.
So we do have an actual cleaning kit. We don't sell it. It is something that Apple provides to us, but you know, we'd be happy to take a peek at it and just again test it, make sure.
Never considered
trip
that
time.
Steve.
Trip time.
A question that people are asking also is that there's been a new trend the last couple of years of how you put your phone down on a charger. You don't plug it in.
Yes.
You put it down.
Yes.
Is there a benefit to that versus the old version of charging it with the cord? What does the expert say here, Trip?
I personally use MagSafe charging. I throw mine on
MagSafe.
Just a charger, MagSafe. There are, you know, I use Apple's. There are several other, you know, models out there. Some of those like multi charging stands, you know, we have a couple of those around the shop and I like them. I don't traditionally, and most of the time I'm not putting something inside of my port. I'm a creature of habit. I don't know if there's a better one than another.
Okay. We're getting somewhere.
Now we have a question from Lyle. Lyle in Omaha says, "I have an iMac, and I always leave it on. Should you power it down occasionally, or is it okay to leave it on 24/7?"
It is okay. You know, if you're going to be away from the computer for 2 or 3 days, I would shut it down. If it's just going to sit there idle for days on
end, shut it down.
Especially if you're going out of town for the weekend or for, you know, vacation, whatever. Definitely, you know, shut it down. If you're a constant user, if it is a, you know, 6-7 day a week thing that you're on and doing things, I would at least try to give it a restart, right? Restart it maybe a little bit more frequently. That's just going to check for updates or, you know, just kind of give it, think of a 20 minute nap for, you know, a human. I love 20 minute naps.
Do you?
But
do you
for your computer? That's just going to really kind of give it a nice little refresh.
You love 20-minute naps.
20 minutes. It's about 22. I've timed it. I'm weird. Ooh. Yeah, 22 is
specific.
Like on it. And
me too.
At Computer Hardware, you do this or?
Every day.
He's no response.
Yeah.
Einstein.
Napping pod
Einstein.
In the store.
Yep. Einstein did that 4 or 5 times a day. Yeah, think about that for a second.
I joke with people that come into the store, they ask for me. I say, oh, what are you, busy day? Well, you just woke me up from my nap,
You're a genius.
Now, the reason why we have Tripp here is because he's great in radio, but also this is 45 years in operation. This place, computer hardware is not just new. It's been around for a long time, since 1980.
Yeah.
I'm putting the QR code on the screen. Now, you see Tripp is wearing a very nice shirt right there.
Colorful.
Yep.
That's different, computer hardware, it says. Think different, period.
Now,
computer hardware.
If you're watching right now on YouTube or Twitter or Facebook or wherever you find us on, you will see there's a QR code that says computer hardware. If you scan that, you have a chance to win a T-shirt. No cost. Just it will send you to a site where you just put your name in it, your name in there, and they will, if they draw your name, you're getting a free T-shirt compliments of computer hardware. The same one that Tripp has on right now to celebrate 45 years in business for computer hardware.
Yep. Retro looking. That's kind of the theme that we're playing on this year for our anniversary. Doing different events and just playing off that old Apple retro feel. And so we are giving away. Actually, everybody gets a T-shirt.
Everybody does?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, if you
take it back.
Yeah, scan
that. I misspoke.
Yeah. If you scan that QR code. Just sign up and it'll be in the store.
Go ahead.
Look at Schaefer doing right now. Schaefer's doing right now to even check it out.
An important question. I think an important question.
Yes.
Just a basic question. Do you have Saturday hours?
Saturday hours for the weekend shoppers. We're 9 to 1 on Saturday.
Good.
We are closed on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a thing that we've always done, and that's just we give our team a day off.
Right.
So
Saturday 9 to 1 is critical.
You can check him out in Lincoln, just south of 70th and O, also in Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island. He is Tripp from Computer Hardware. Tripp,
took 7 seconds to sign up.
Schaefer's getting a free T-shirt.
Love it.
That's how you do
it. It'll be ready to go.
If you were listening on radio,
how do you go? Do you go get it?
Yeah, you can. Do you have to pick it up, or is it sent?
Typically, we'd pick it up in the store. If I need to bring a few down to the station, I can do that.
It's always good to see.
The QR code is up. If you want to rewatch the broadcast, go scan it there. Computer Hardware, Tripp.
Thanks,
always
guys.
Fantastic stuff. We'll see you next month.
See ya.
Spillover's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Presented by NIPCO on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.